תפרשיים בית, סימן, סימן תפרשיים בית, סעיף בית. טוב, זה כל מה, עומס חנוכה. טוב, איך אתה לא נצמדים, ימיה? שכח או הזיד ולא הדליק עם שקיעת החמה. מדליק והולך עד שתכלה רגע מן השוק שהוא כמו חצי שעה. שאז העם עוברים ושבים ואיקר פרסום הניסה, איקר צריך לתנשם השמן כדי שיהיו הביתה יכול לחבד על השבר אחר כך הזמן זה ויכן יכול לתנשם הרע לאחר זה הזמן. טוב, לאט לאט. If someone forgot or it was mazid, by the way, the Gemara says that שכח is mazid. If someone forgot, it's mazid, the Gemara says. Of Yechonon. Yeah, if someone forgot or purposely he didn't light on time of Shkiyas Tacham or Tzidik HaChavim. He's allowed to get a light, he can light a light until people stop walking in the street. So the Shekhanov says that, which is about a half an hour. Because then people are still walking around and there's a pilsum on this. Therefore, you have to put enough oil to light that long. And if you put too much oil, you're allowed to extinguish it, you're allowed to put it out after that time. Or also, he could also use the lights after that time. There's no Kedusha. The Kedusha, he said, in Shulchan Aruch, wait till we see all the Paiskim. Shulchan Aruch, there's no Kedusha in the oil, which is extra over the oil that you need for the half an hour of lighting. So.
Wait, did you say that it's only 30 minutes people are walking around? What did you say?
Right. That's, I said the Shulchan Aruch. Can nowadays it's a bit different. People are walking around a bit later, what do you think, right? In most places. We'll see in a second. Let's read the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch, wait. Yesh amrim shebazan hazeh shemadlik bifnim, I don't think להיזהר להדליק קודם שתכלג מן השוק. קודם כל צריך להיזהר גם הזמן הזה. ברמה says that since today we light inside, if you're Chabadnik, or if you live in a place where you don't want to light outside in the window because the goyim make problems, so then you don't have to light dafka on time, you can also light later. Mikol makom, it's good to light on time even in those places where you don't light outside.
Hey, one guy just think it's kind of cool that you have some light outside.
What?
I think it's kind of cool to
shoot that window with the candles. They're going like that. Ooh, that's a nice target over there.
Yeah, that's a big problem in the States now.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't there someone who was stabbed in Brooklyn or something the other day?
Somebody.
In Chabad?
Two nights.
In America?
Yeah. Yeah. Chabad headquarters.
Not in
Chabad rural headquarters.
Not in what is it? In Russia or whatever, Ukraine, not near Ukraine or somewhere. Probably safer in the Ukraine now.
It's safer here than it is in the United States.
To be.
And people are gonna get people are
but Amsterdam, let's go to Amsterdam. No, it's dangerous. You might run into a tree or shit. Mew. Even if the time passed, he could light all night. And by yeah, he could light all night with the bracha. We'll see some of the details. And if the whole night passed, and he just continues lighting, just like everyone else lights. He couldn't light that night, so next night lights what everyone else lit. You don't now go back and light what you didn't light. It's fine. That was Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah. Maisa, regarding the Atzich Lergim in Ashuk, like we said, till the people stop walking around, each place according to its place. In those days, there was no street lights. Even in the time of Shulchan Aruch, there was no street lights. So it's dark, you don't go outside. Unless you need, Namash, Stam, you don't go outside usually. Okay, it's dark, you stay home. Yeah, that's how it was. That's why there was Atzich Lergim in Ashuk. But in our days, it depends on the place. If you live in the city, right, in a big city, where people are walking around until it's midnight, or after, Nebuchadnezzar, or Geula, they only start walking around at 9 o'clock. I don't understand that craziness. I go to sleep at 8
That's
o'clock.
That's not true. I got run over by carriages
24-7. Yes, it's just like Geula is a... ongoing thing. People go party in Yerushalayim, Hashem Erachem, in the town, and it's their place. It was Kavei Laila. You didn't see Kavei Laila? You go until 3 o'clock in the morning. So there's still people walking around. So there's no, this man really, right, it's a Dina de Gemara that it says half an hour, but the person can live, it's Lav Dafka half an hour, because the half an hour means until people stop walking around, so there's a Pilsum on this. And if people walk around until 11 o'clock at night, so I can't light. But if you live in a little Yishuv, let's say you live in Tapuach. You know Tapuach, you know that place? It's a very small little town.
It's a little apple.
It's a little apple, exactly. Not the big apple, right? After 9 o'clock, maybe there's no one walking around in the street anymore. So that's the chatchila. You can light until tichle argam mashuk will be the chatchila. So in Yerushalayim, the chatchila will be until midnight. Still, you should try to light on time. Okay, but the chatchila until half an hour. I mean, the chatchila from the time, which is the best, as close as possible to that time. But until people stop walking around, afterwards it becomes a bidyavet. In Yerushalayim you have a long lechatchila, and in other places you might have let's say you live in Yerushalayim but in a very small neighborhood where people don't walk around late. So then right. Your lechatchila is shorter and your bidyavet will be longer.
Kelpi of Nisroch.
Okay? People, that's dangerous to walk around in certain hours. I don't know, right? They shoot rockets at you. What's it called?
Fireworks.
Fireworks, yeah.
The not using the light from the Hanukkah is connected to when people are walking.
Rega, we didn't talk about that. First we talk about the time. Wait till, in a second we'll go out to the light of the Hanukkah. Okay.
Does Persimian Nase have to be for only a Jew to see it, or anyone to see it? Like you're publicizing, hey, we survived Hanukkah, and we are, like, take that, Goyim.
Yeah, we're going to kick your butts.
I would say, I don't know, but I would think anyone. I think any business. My grandfather, they used to live. My grandparents used to live in Far Rockaway, and they moved to Back Lawrence. Just on Far Rockaway, right?
Yeah.
But there was a new neighborhood then. It's talking about 35 years ago, maybe. And there wasn't a lot of religious people then there. Okay. Today, it's the whole of the yeshivas there, right there on the highway, and they have Bayswater, which is full of Hasidim now, and the blacks are also there in the corner. So. by the A train, if anyone knows. Anyways, I was there one summer, so I learned the area. So there wasn't a lot of people in Backline, not a lot of religious people in Backline. Today, almost every house there is religious Jews. And my grandfather, he said, he's lighting in the door where they light, and also in the front, in the front lawn, what is it called? The big window, he's putting a big menorah, electricity menorah. Pirsum HaNes also over there, even though it's not, it's still Pirsum HaNes, right? So he did, my grandmother told him, what are you doing? And he told me, I told him, what are you doing? Are you going here? You know, who knows what they're going to do to us? No, don't worry. Kitzu, Yotzeh, it comes out, as many, many Jews live on the block, they're not so religious. But once they saw him doing the Chanukiah, they start putting a Chanukiah also. So it lit their heart, their Nitzot Yehudi. Okay? Via Yid. Anyways, so I was just talking now about the time. What's the Chatchila, the Dieved. The Chatchila, from the time, Shki or Tzik HaChavim, until people stop walking in the streets.
So for next week, what?
Afterwards, b'diavad, it's b'diavad until the morning. Once it's morning, you can't light anymore. You can't light anymore at all. What are
you
saying?
Next week, what time do we light?
The earliest you can light is Veshkia.
Which is?
I don't know, 20 to 5.
20 to 5.
All right? Between 20 to 5 and 5. That's the best. Some people say 5. 25, between 25 and 5 is good. After that, it's Chatchila, but it's less than that time that we said. Until people stop walking around. People stop walking around, then it's bidyavad. Still do it, the bracha and everything, but it's bidyavad.
So will we be leaving early?
What? Right. Right. 2:30? You guys could go. I think, Hanan, I don't know.
I don't know. I know it's
8
sure we leave early.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. 2:30. Yeah. Depends on probably where you live or whatever. If you guys are here, I still live. I'll be giving shir the whole Hanukkah, okay? People are here, 2 or 3 people are here, good enough for me. So So let's go on.
Can we go to your house tonight?
I have two parties already going on at my house. Which one? You want me a third one?
We have to go light camp or something. Light the
house. You got a chutzlah. It's my eslecha. Yeah. So regarding, we said that you're allowed to put it out. Okay? We said you're allowed to put it out after the time that it's beseda. That's your yoytzeh. When is the time that you're yoytzeh? Half an hour or until people stop walking around? Huh? What are we going to do?
I wouldn't put it out.
An hour after people, after Shkia, but still
yoytzeh. Right. That's okay. Tzadechad, you're yoytzeh by the half an hour, and you'll be able to put it out.
But that's 5:30. You aren't even getting off of work at 5:30.
No. Right. But still, you did the halacha.
But you're not publicizing the miracle that people aren't coming home until 8 o'clock.
People don't come home. Not people don't. I did the fatza in the homes. By 5:30, you can start knocking on doors. People at home. Some people work 8 hours. They come home. By 5, they're home. 9 to 5, no? That's what they say in America? 9 to 5?
9 to 5.
Okay, that's the normal 8-hour, normal 8-hour day work. Let's see. Number calls me a lot. I wonder what this is. Always in the wrong time. No big joke. I didn't make this time. Okay. The mice. So the problem is like this. If a person he put the oil in the cups, he didn't say what's the condition. What's the condition of the oil? Is the oil kadosh? Not kadosh. Is a machlokes if the whole since you put it in the cups it's holy or not? You're fasting the chumah, okay? So therefore, just let it burn. Just let it burn. Why you think you put it out? We can use it the next day.
Make it tonight.
If you make it tonight, like for example, I bought yesterday olive oil from David Yilish downstairs. I didn't say I'm buying it for Hanukkah candles. I said I bought olive oil for my house. Period. That means the olive oil in this thing is not kadosh. But when I pour it in the cups, if I don't say anything, so what's in the cup? It belongs to the Chanukah, it's kadosh. You can't do anything else with it. So let it burn. But if you make it nai, and you say, only what I need for the mitzvah is holy. So then of course you can put it out and use the oil for whatever you want. You can shmear on your hands, you can put it in the salad. I don't know if you want to do it afterwards. Now, another thing, by the way, regarding the oil, if you already mentioned the oil, lechatchila, you want to do mehudar, right? You want to do mehudar, you want to do mehadri, and everything. So you have to lechatchila buy olive oil, which is good for eating. And not olive oil, which is good for lighting. Because a lot of times olive oil, which is good for lighting, is mixed with other oils, which is not mehudar anymore. So what's the point? So just light with, why spend the money? Just light with candles. If you're ready, if you're lighting with olive oil, buy good olive oil. Spend 35, 40 shekels on a bottle, on a liter, and buy good olive oil. Not zevet olive oil.
Regular olive oil.
Okay. Yeah, I bought very expensive, 37 and a half shekels a liter.
It's not like the stuff that they sell specifically
for lighting?
Yeah.
It's not like a chatchila.
Even though it says like.
Yeah, it's the yotz.
Because you can't eat it.
You could eat it? Can you eat it? No. It's not the best. It's kosher. It's 100% kosher. You can light with anything you want on Hanukkah. And buy on. Okay? But you want to do mehadlin. You want to do olive oil already. So do real olive oil. Not, just use wax. What's the difference? It's not real olive oil, so there's no point. The point is that it's the olive oil.
It says that, usually it says like 100% pure olive
oil. Yeah, right. If it costs 12 shekels, I promise you it's not 100% pure olive oil.
Right.
Impossible. Impossible.
Maybe it's, you know, not like the best, but it's.
Well,
how can they say 100 on it, you know, if it's not.
Okay. Yeah, I saw it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you can eat that. Why has it mutzak? What did they put in it?
I mean, there are different grades of olive oil at the store. I mean, for salads.
Right, but there's no for food. What any olive oil for food? The minimum of 30 shekels a liter.
That's fine.
Nothing is less. So how come for the lighting it's 12 shekels a liter?
Where do you find that?
What happened? Every store. מה קרה?
Maybe it's last year's olive oil.
Last year's still good for the, maybe 10 years ago.
It's government subsidized.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. The paid.
What government? Where's the government?
Saudi Arabia.
I mean, they have a postcard calling this government Laban. Lapid, Bennett, and DB.
Okay. Well, yeah, but said, okay. So the best thing is when you pour the oil into the cups to say I'm only sanctifying what I need for the mitzvah. And then that's very little.
But why
especially if you have to leave the house. Let's say you have to leave the house, you're afraid to leave campus. Okay? You're afraid. You're worried and fired.
Well, if you're using candles, then it's different.
I don't know, Kitzur. She's telling you the halacha. Okay. The Meister, even after the half an hour, we don't use the light as a canvas, the Mishnah Berurah says. Why? Remember why? People might see, and they say, oh, he's using a light canvas. How can he do? Okay? So Mishnah Berurah is saying, we don't do that.
Well, that's why the Shamus, too.
Right.
Does it make any difference who makes the olive oil?
Who makes it?
Yeah, Should you only be using olive oil made by Jews?
No.
Or you can use olive oil made
from
by
Spain, England? Yeah. No. They sell from Spain. It's cheaper. Taman, also very good. Good, pretty good quality. I bought very good from here, from Israel. From the Galib. Very tasty olive oil. You don't have to buy a... They have Taman, they have from Spain. It's around 30 shekels a bottle, 28 shekels, 30 shekels a bottle. It doesn't have to be dafka from a Jew. It's not wine. Okay. We learned in the Shulchan Aruch. It's all from Rav Elchanan.
Also, Yisrael, something there and there. All right, just. Fake ones.
Fake picture. Very nice. Wow. Wow.
That's a lot of stuff.
Unbelievable. You know what this is?
No.
Fake signatures? Of Hechshers on olive oil.
Are they actually copy the Hechshers and just make
wow.
Fake.
Wild.
Erev Chanukah Tavshinayim
Hey. This now, is from here.
It's from here. Let's take it, let's see. Oh. Here? Oh. How could you recognize if it's fake, if it's not real?
Alright.
First of all, it's a lot of problems. Could be Ola, could be Shemitah from 7 years ago, could be many, many things. If it's between 10 and 20 shekels a liter, it's probably fake.
That's
what I told you.
Great.
You buy something which costs 30 shekels. It's worth. Less than that, it's a big problem.
I'm selling it for 30.
Yeah,
exactly, I'm selling it for 10 for 30.
Yeah.
Good, but usually they don't.
Right. Just, people to buy it.
Also, buy a good company. Taman, everyone trusts. Pri Galil. No, but the problem is that also they use, I see. I don't recognize any. I don't recognize any of the.
Also, go to a good store that you know is a reliable store in the area.
How could you know?
Huh? Oh, probably they want to do their due diligence.
Maybe you'd find.
But if you, like, I have a store near my house. Everything in the store is Badat Seyed Achalit.
Really?
You're real, like. Very, very careful for everything. But here I see a ziyuf of Badat Seyed Achalit also. Fake, they just put on the bottle, it's not real.
But if you're using a major brand.
Right, if you use a major brand, which costs, you spend the money on it.
And you bought it before Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah when you bought it? No, it could be Shemitah from 7 years ago. So anyways, that's not Shemitah. Anyways, we keep so a lot of ziyufim over here.
crown problem.
So the Maisa, he says here that the real way to know, there's a website over here if anyone wants to see. You can look at it afterwards.
What's the website?
I don't know. health.gov.il news and events spokesman message. I haven't. Kitsu.
It's
buy good olive oil. Or use wax. Just don't cause yourself into problems. Wax has no allergic problems. Today.
www.health.gov.il.news. And
it could be you may touch with the hand.
Spokesman's message dot page dot.
So I don't think anyone's writing this down.
Five,
so.
No, I'm doing it for a podcast. 050-420-12_2 ASPX.
Okay.
You could also check with your local Jewish bookstore.
Or you could go to the Chief Rabbinus website.
So, we said that you're not supposed to learn. The Mishnah says you don't learn when time comes to light. You don't do anything. You go and you light. Okay? You don't eat. You don't drink. You go and you light. You gotta drink. You don't get busy with anything.
Not even his bosom.
Do afterwards his bosom. Do his bosom before, do after. At the time you go and light. And those 20 minutes between Shkia.
You can't do this.
No, once you lit, you lit. Same time for lighting is in a certain time. Therefore, you light.
All right. You're not supposed to read anything or learn anything from
before,
light
of the morning. Before.
Before what?
Before you light.
What are we saying? You should not. Don't distract yourself right before lighting the menorah.
Right.
Rather, you're not allowed to learn. You can't sit down for a meal. You have to go and light. That's what I said.
Okay, and then?
Then, do whatever you want. You don't. There's no halacha. You have to sit in front of the candle for half an hour. It's a good thing to do.
You can't get benefit from the light.
You can't benefit. You can't read from the light. You can't count money with the light.
You have like lights on.
So you can read with the light of the. You can enjoy the lights. By yeah. If you have other lights, so you yeah, no problem. You can sit right in front of it and read of the Embaya. Because you're not using that light, you're using electricity.
Yeah, they're saying that light's also helping.
I'm Shana. I have other light. Anyways.
And also, okay. Like one eight says, you light first, then go to Mari. By the time you're back, your candles are done, so then you can do whatever you want back in your house and stuff.
Okay. That's if you're right. Okay. That's another time. Okay. So yeah, time comes, you go on light. Okay. Now, if you weren't home and you came home at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, everyone's sleeping, right? You can't light with a bracha when everyone's sleeping. There's no pilsum on this. You light without a bracha. You can also, it's good, you can wake them up at night with a bracha. Right? And Baya.
No, I'm sure there's a Baya. It's a name Baya, there's a Baya.
You have a Baya.
If you come home and you wake everybody up and you say it's time again,
well,
that's a
Baya. What's a Baya? What do you mean?
But also for that, does he have to be, the kid has to be of a enough age or like recognizable age? Let's say you have a kid sleeping. He has to recognize what it would be, right?
It's the baby.
You can't just take a baby and wake him up and be like, he's always up for his feeding anyway, and then put him by the fire. And I'm not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just don't put him in the fire.
That's when you can light till Adal Shachar. Okay. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Yoshi and Lizzie Karelit and Rav Yitzchak Shaul, you don't have to wake anyone up, even if no one's walking in the street. You light with a bracha. So here, we can line the rock without waking everyone up. Yeah. But other places can say, no, the Kafachayim, the Ishchai, you have to have at least another two people up. And then you and another person, two people have to be up. That was set up. Ephemod. Now, Tapashan Gimel. Now, if you have a situation, it's either you're going to light now, when now is Plaga Mincha, after Plaga Mincha, before Shkia, or you're going to light at midnight. Okay? What should one prefer? So he brings down over here, it's better to light later than to light before Shkia. That's what he likes. He writes over here. Stay there. Stay כל השמנים והפתילות קשרים עם ערך חנוכה, all oils and wicks are kosher for ערך חנוכה, ואף על פי שאין השמנים נמשכים אחר הפתילה, even though the oil doesn't go, what?
Draw.
נמשך through the פתילה nicely, right? Still. ומיהו? שמן זית, real one, מצווה מן המובחר. ואם אין שם זית מצוי, מצווה בשמנים שאורן זך ונקי. ונוהגים מדינות אלו להדליק בנרות של שעווה, because in Europe, in Eastern Europe, they did not have so much olive oil, because they grew only in France and in Spain, Italy. Okay? So they used to do it with שעווה, because why with שעווה? With wax. The wax, the light is very bright and nice, it doesn't jump in anything. So as opposed to Shabbos candles, which has to be only oil that is drawn nicely after the tila. Even on Shabbat, after the Chanukah, we have to do Chanukah shmini tila. Yeah. What's the difference between the Chanukah and the Shabbat? The Chanukah, you know how to use.
No, Shabbos you can. Right, yeah.
Okay, since you can't use, so even if it's Erev Shabbos, since you can't use it, you're not going to come to play with it to make it work nicely. But Shabbos candles, you're supposed to use them. That's the point of them. We're afraid a person might come and move it a little bit. Therefore, you have to light only with stuff which will work well on Shabbos. Shabbos candles. Yeah. The minute gives the light an extra candle, shamash, separated from the other. It doesn't have to be higher or lower, it can also be further away from other, than the others. Yes, some menorahs, they come same height, but it comes out like that. Fine, also good. It's good if you make it, some places make it longer, higher, they do make it. The best thing is to light from Tzemer Geffen or Chutei Pishtan. Okay, if it's made out of Tzemer Geffen, or cotton seed, cotton balls, those cotton balls that you buy in the thing. Those. Or Pishtan, that's what usually they sell in the stores. Flax.